This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Maria, President Trump's tariffs are raising car part prices. What could this mean for car insurance premiums?
Yes, Tom. So unfortunately, this is not good for auto insurance premiums, right? So if we see what a tariff is a tax imposed by the government on goods imported from other countries, right? So as you know, we're a global economy. The auto manufacturers import significant portion of their parts, bumpers, windshields, rear view mirrors. So when the government imposes a tax on these goods, manufacturers pass on that tax to the consumer. So if as a consumer, I was paying $100 to keep the math simple, right? As a consumer, I was paying $100 for a car. Now let's assume the tariff is 25%. Now I'm gonna be paying $125 for that car. So as a consumer, I don't point the fingers at the government, right? I point the finger at the manufacturers, like, oh, car insurance, car prices are going up. Now, from an insurance point of view, if that consumer has an accident, I'm not going to pay $100 in case the car is total loss. I will be paying $125 because that is the price of the car now. If that consumer is going to go out to the market and buy a new car, it's $125. So as an auto insurance company, I'm going to have to also increase prices in order to keep my profits the same. And that's what everybody's doing, right? So the manufacturers are raising prices. The auto insurance companies are raising prices. Everybody raises prices. And the government is blamed because of a government-inflicted tariff. The same as increasing taxes on individuals. They could have said, well, I'm going to raise your taxes. But then at that point, the consumer would know it was the government doing it. And it will be a direct consequence. Here, because it's a roundabout thing where it's not the government increasing the prices, it's the manufacturer. Well, it's really the insurance companies, right? Who do you blame? Then you don't blame the government, even though the government is causing this to begin with these tariffs. So, yes, so that's how the chain works. And unfortunately, you and I as consumers pay for this. So it's a self-inflicted wound that is completely unnecessary, obviously.
How much could these tariffs mean as far as how much more we could be paying for car insurance?
It would just depend on how much the manufacturers will raise prices. So manufacturers have already come out and say that their margins are very thin. If there's a 25% increase in tariffs, they will pass that along to the consumer. So if the manufacturers increase prices, let's say the manufacturer say, okay, we're going to eat 5% and we're going to pass 20% to the consumer, which is a significant amount. A 20% increase, a necessary 20% increase is significant. So then car prices will go up 20%. Insurance prices have to keep up with that. So they'll have to go up 20% because, as I said, if a consumer has an accident, we pay for the price as it is right now. We don't pay for the price as it was a year ago. We pay for current market prices, and those prices are higher. Therefore, we have to pay more, which means we have to increase prices in order to stay in business. As you know, from an insurance point of view, we need to have enough to make up for those claims, right? For those accidents. Otherwise, there would not be enough profit to pay for it. So that's that. Unfortunately, that's the consequence of this. You and I as consumers get hurt.
And what could this mean in the down the road as far as our car insurance rates? How much more should we be saving to have to deal with car insurance premiums, even if we don't have an accident, that we don't have a repair necessary?
Yeah, right, because then that's a great question. And that's a question that I hear all the time. But I didn't have an accident, right? Why is my car insurance going up when I didn't have an accident? I'm a good driver. Unfortunately, insurance is a pool of money. The insurance companies collect everybody's money, and then we pay for claims. So what we do to protect the good consumer, the consumer that drives safely and doesn't have insurance, is we give them additional discounts because we want to keep them happy. We don't want them to leave. So for that good consumer, for the one that is driving safely and is not having accidents, they should not see the price increase significantly, right? So let's say that for a bad consumer, you'll see a 20% increase in prices. For the good consumer, you'll still see the increase in prices. Don't get me wrong, but it will probably be significantly lower. But unfortunately, as insurance work is a pool, so everybody's prices goes up, with a good consumer still having an increase in prices, not as significant as a bad driver. And then what you'll see is, of course, what we all do as consumers, we shop around and trying to find the least expensive one. So that's what I recommend everyone, is to continually shopping around